The documents are said to show over 1,000 names of targets from 60 countries, including Israel's prime minister. They're also said to be terrorists. But more surprisingly, also on the list are a senior member of the European Union, vice president of the Commission, Joaquin Almunia, who deals with economic competition issues. Humanitarian organisations like the UN's children's charity UNICEF and French medical charity Médecins du Monde. Companies like French oil giant Total and German government buildings in Berlin and overseas. We'd already heard about the Americans targeting German Chancellor Angela Merkel's phone. That caused outrage. But the allegation that Britain may also have been spying on allies may cause further problems. A European Commission spokesperson said they would raise the allegations with the US and UK and said if true, they were unacceptable and deserved the strongest condemnation. This is not the type of behaviour that we expect from strategic partners, let alone from our own member states, they said.